When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian Emo Phillips plus squirrels with their tails tangled together and a new formula of Coca-Cola. Right after this from comedian Jimmy Schubert.
Jimmy Schubert is our guest.
I'll tell you, something happened to me the other day. I was in this diner getting breakfast, and I'm looking at the menu, and I get a stick on the menu called a protein scramble, and I'm looking at it, and basically it's an egg omelet with chicken meat in it. Which is wrong. I mean, you don't take the eggs out of the chicken and then cook the chicken and put it in the eggs. Okay, that's too much chicken. I don't know who's back there cooking some kind of poultry serial killer, some barnyard strangler. That's an omelet that spans two generations.
That's wrong.
That's not breakfast. That's a vendetta. You know, that's like taking your hamburger and dipping it into your milk. You don't do it. It's not kosher. You got to separate some things. You know what I mean?
That's not breakfast. It's a vendetta.
What do you got against the chicken? I feel bad for the chicken, you know what I mean? I just want to meet the guy, the first guy who found out that you could eat the chicken's unborn. You know, because you got to figure, you know, the mom's chicken sitting on the eggs going, finally, I got the family I've always wanted. Hey, what are you doing? Where are you going with my babies? What is it, a frying pan, you sick bastard? You know, the poor chicken, I feel sorry for him. But, you know, we have to eat, you know?
Yeah, I guess we do.
Yeah, but I prefer mobile food myself. I mean, I prefer food that's had to make it in the world just like I have. Uh-huh. I mean, if I'm going to eat food, I prefer food that doesn't come from the ground. You know, because vegetables, you know, they suck the nutrients from the mud.
Mm-hmm.
Would you eat mud?
No.
Then why eat the middleman? You know, God made animals slow enough to catch. He obviously intended for us to eat them. Besides that, what's the fun in hunting a vegetable? Anymore, I can sneak up on a carrot. Some of that stuff's not even food. Celery, that's not food. That's like dental floss trapped inside a carbohydrate. I was reading about celery. You know, there's 4 calories in a stick of celery. 4 takes your body 6 calories to process.
Mm-hmm.
A stick of celery. You could kill yourself eating celery. That's not food. That's slow suicide. What happened?
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Coming to you from the only radio station in the world that doesn't have a clock or a watch.
Right. Or counting is hard.
Idiots. Not our fault.
The room's gotten a lot more handsome in the last few minutes.
Thank you.
Oh.
Not you, Ace. Here we are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. That man over there is Ace Cosby. Just celebrated his birthday yesterday. Happy 40th.
Thank you.
We have Chick McGee.
Yeah.
Chick McGee is back in the sports seat.
Saddle.
Across the way, thank you very much. The handsome factor was ticked up a notch or two with legendary comedian Emo Phillips. Oh. Hi, Emo.
Hi, thank you, and I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you. Life changes when you turn 40.
Oh, it does. You know, 40 is the new 30. You know how people used to die at 30?
You remember that, right?
One of the greatest joke writers in history, Emo Phillips, you just wrote that one just in the spot.
And he's so respectful of us. He wore a tie today. We don't get a lot of tie wearers in here.
Well, it's exciting. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and we'll talk to Emo in just a second. But first, I'll finish the introductions. That would be Josh right there. And Christy Lee, who lost her coffee this morning.
Hi, everybody.
Still
can't find it.
Hour 3.
Very
still
bizarre.
Missing.
Very
did you,
bizarre.
Did you pour it out and throw the cup away?
Am I the kind of guy that would do that and not say anything at all about it the rest of the morning?
No, if he had done that, he would have told me, and I would have high-fived him.
I am no good until I've had that first hot piping pot of coffee. I've tried other enemas.
Got to get them hot.
They don't keep you up all
day. No.
Now, I was just looking at something, and it would appear that a guy who just got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Weird Al Yankovic.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this? And am I correct in saying you just did a tour with Al?
Yes, we did just this last part of this first part of this year from, yeah.
The last part of the first?
The last from March through June.
Okay.
There you go.
We did 77 cities.
Wow.
Across the United States and Canada.
Nice.
It was amazing. It was wonderful. I did half an hour each night. And now I'm doing our shows, so it's still kind of strange for me talking twice as slowly.
Did you and Al reenact the wonderful scene from UHF where you're the shop teacher?
We didn't reenact, but that's you know, it's amazing. That was shot in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
1988,
really?
Yes, and we were in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I played a handsome table saw operator.
Yes.
And I said, Al, when are you and I going to go on tour together? he said, when Donald Trump is elected president.
And there you go. Who knew?
Yeah.
30 years later.
We'll find out what's going on with Emo in just a second. We have a couple of things coming up I want to mention. We'll be talking with our NFL correspondent, comedian Kostaki Economopoulos, or as Siri calls him, Kostaki Economopoulos. And also, Kenny Loggins will be our guest. Looking forward to speaking with Kenny. In your years of touring, Emo, I know you've been on the bill with many famous singers and songwriters, the aforementioned, of course, Weird Al.
Mm.
Any that didn't really fit? You ever been stuck on a bill where it was, you and maybe a band that wasn't really your audience?
Well, no.
No?
Well, I'll think about that one.
Because there are a lot of famous cases where the...
Where somebody had to open... I always never got that, really, the real rock and roll bands that had the stand-up... Wasn't Huey Lewis one that did that?
Yeah, but Huey Lewis, he did it with Dr. Gonzo, and it was
perfect.
That's right. Because
Gonzo
had a
guitar.
Yes, yeah.
That was
so
perfect.
That makes sense, but...
I think Jim Brewer is opening for Metallica. At least some of the stops.
Oh, really?
In his new
That's
tour.
A good choice.
Yeah.
But he is also a musician comic.
Yeah, to a degree. Yeah, that would be interesting. Mm. But we're going to move on. We have, as I mentioned, coming up, Kostaki. Emo's hanging out with us. And Christy, right now, we promised we'd get this squirrel story out there. So it has a happy ending. if you've seen the photograph, it was all over the internet yesterday.
And this is a fairly common phenomenon, isn't it?
Apparently.
Five squirrels found in Wisconsin with their tails tangled together. The young siblings were discovered in their nest with their tails intertwined with grass and strips of plastic.
Straws.
See? Oh, straws come back.
Oh, not this.
Humane Society workers took the squirrels in, gave them anesthesia to keep them calm, and after 20 minutes of snipping away at the grassy furry knot, the five squirrels had their own tails again. Employees said the squirrels were bright-eyed and bushy-tailed after they were freed, and they will be monitored to see if any necrosis develops.
I hope they made sure they each had their proper tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was actually the problem.
Did you know which tail went with?
I guess
they
had to, like you said, shave the tails. And
yeah.
We had the same story last year. Apparently, this is semi-common, but the photograph of the five sleeping little squirrels all together, all tied up.
I know. Isn't it weird?
Because it would have ended very badly if they...
I have a squirrel story that ends badly.
Well, we'll prepare ourselves.
I was back... Steal yourself. I backed out of the driveway, and I accidentally ran over a squirrel. And it looks bad because my neighbor heard me threaten him the day before.
That is incriminating.
Anyway, the squirrels are fine.
Squirrels are good. Yes. So
this is what happens when, same thing happens when hippies all fall asleep together.
Their ponytails get all
stuck together.
Or hipsters, yeah.
Yeah.
Their man buns. Their man buns get all stuck together.
I like hippies.
I kind of did too. These hippies.
By the way, the squirrels were separated by John Rabies Shot Johnson. Will be coming to a theater.
Because if the squirrels die, then we'd just have more squirrels.
No, but it's.
We have a lot of squirrels.
We have a lot of squirrels.
I'm trying to find the picture, and I lost it. Here it is.
Yeah, but these are young.
Who cares?
Oh, squirrels. Look at that. Here, it looks like
five squirrels tied together. Is
How
a good
does that
start,
happen?
Is what I say.
They're in the nest together, and they're squirrels. You can see here. They're all
I know, Tom. They're in the nest together, but how does it happen?
Yeah, I know. Isn't it weird?
Yes.
That this happens
all the time,
yes.
Apparently.
Like, how did grass and plastic get in their nest?
I guess not the plastic thing again, for God's sake. It was my straw. I looked them up, and I took a straw out. Okay.
No, well, sorry. Squirrels have they have a 12% murder rate.
I was not aware of that.
12% of them are murdered, or they?
Yeah, 12% of, like, meerkats is the most murderous species. They're 18%, and squirrels is not far down. We're, like, only 1%.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're cool.
I have no idea.
Yeah, so I think you're right.
I think I'm going to do a little research on that quote.
One of my best friends, her daughter used to pronounce it squirrelers. Like, look at those squirrelers. I think that's a better name.
It's funnier.
Yeah.
Because it implies what they do sounds like a squirreler, because they...
Yeah.
They can't decide when they cross the street.
There's a bunch of squirrelers over there.
Oh, and they should not balk. You make that decision, you need to go for it. You can't balk.
How many times in the last month have you looked in the mirror going, did I hit it or not?
Oh.
No, but a squirreler
is... Every day, right across the street.
Mm-hmm. A squirreler is what you call someone who plays squirrel hockey.
I see. Yes. All right.
Your friend is wrong.
Yes, you're right.
But I love animals. Please don't wear fur. Did you know that a single fur coat takes 14 trees just for the protest signs?
Emo Phillips is our guest. Emo's going to hang out with us. We're going to talk with Kostaki Economopoulos in just a second. Emo, I can't imagine you doing anything but what you do, and you have been doing this for a long, long time. Some of the very first cable TV, as they called it back in the day, some of the very first cable TV full-blown specials, I would say you're one of them.
Yes, I had an hour-long special on HBO.
Man, my family and I would watch it all. We taped it, and we would watch, especially because at the end you would juggle the... Was it a trombone?
It was a trombone.
Yeah. Oh, we just loved it.
Is it still a trombone, or did
it's
you drop
It's still a trombone.
Okay. So you play the clarinet, though, right, or the accordion?
I played the clarinet, too. Okay, yeah, I've given that up as well.
Okay, good. Juggling no longer...
The trombone, I let it slide.
Into that one.
Let it slide.
We'll get back to Mr. Emo Phillips in just a second. We have Christy Lee at the news desk. What else is happening over there?
Oh, it's not alcohol, but we have a lot of marijuana news today. Coca-Cola reportedly thinking about a new formula, and the special ingredient would be
cocaine.
Marijuana. That's right. It's not what you're thinking, though. The Atlanta-based soft drink giant reportedly in talks with Canada-based pot grower Aurora Cannabis to create beverages infused with marijuana. The beverages would be infused with CBD, the non-psychoactive element of marijuana. Ah. Coca-Cola and Aurora would likely develop beverages that would hopefully ease inflammation, pain, and cramping. Unlike other deals between alcohol makers and cannabis producers aimed at making drinks that'll give you a buzz, similar to inhaling marijuana, their product is to help you feel better.
This is the non-THC
Correct.
Side of the cannabis.
Right.
So it would be,
that's like getting married just for the conversations.
That's very zen. Yes.
But so other beverages, I'm not following this. Other beverage companies are putting the THC in the soda pop, right?
They're alcohol-based products, I think. Alcohol makers.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to have...
It's not soda pop.
What year do you think it is? What? Who says
soda pop?
Sorry.
Cola.
A phosphate.
See what I have to deal with, Emo?
That's
right. We used to go down to the corner of drugs at the soda jerk. And
get
phosphate.
I know what year it is. It's 2018. You know what? It's nice about 2018, and you young people listening, you have no idea how it used to be so intolerant in society.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's wonderful now to be able to go to a restaurant and take pictures of your food without everyone thinking you're mentally ill.
There was a time that would have been considered insane.
I can remember commenting on it and thinking how nuts people were,
right.
And then all of a sudden I find myself doing it.
You do?
On occasion. I've got people that are interested in...
Really?
How do you?
Some other members of your cast are interested in what the star's doing.
You have a son that's a foodie.
Yeah, I have a son that's a really good cook. And, if I get somewhere and there's something really unusual, I might. Here's the story. We talked about this before. We used to always go down to the Dolphin Hotel at Disney World.
Correct.
And we would do our show from there for a week. We did it years and years and years and years. And when we would go there, there were always. Most of the hotel was taken up, Christy, by
Asian newlyweds.
Asian newlyweds. And we couldn't figure out what was going on. Then we found out that there was some package deal. And I think it was in Kyoto or something. It wasn't Tokyo. But these young people would get married, and they would fly to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And this was back in the pre-digital camera days, in the film days. And I could remember joking about how many of them were taking pictures of the food, which I thought was so weird because in those days, every picture you took cost you a couple of bucks to print it out. But you know, now that they're sort of free, I kind of get the point. But they were going, hey, look, we're over here in America. Look at this odd culture. Look how this food looks. So now it kind of makes sense. Haven't you ever?
Taking pictures of my food?
Yeah.
You do it all the time, don't you? I can tell because you've gone through this extrapolated explanation.
See, unlike you, I am willing to grow and change and become more and more.
Oh, my. I'm surprised your tongue doesn't jump out of your mouth.
You know what? You're absolutely right, Tom. I hope to learn from your example.
Emo, you're an odd fellow. What kind of food do you eat? Do you eat like normal food, people food?
Well, you know what?
Normal.
Let's get philosophical. What is a carrot? A carrot is nature's way of saying, yeah, I didn't think you were hungry.
Yep. Now, I don't know how to word this without sounding
racist.
No.
Abrasive?
For white guys. Oh. No, you are dressed, you have a nice vest on, a nice tie, nice button-down shirt. But there's a certain old-timey feel to it. And we were joking about the fact that I may be sort of old school sometimes. Do you think sometimes people go, oh, God, it used to be better. Life was better in the old days.
Oh, gosh. It's so weird seeing what's happening living to this time. I feel it's like we're talking. It's hard to raise children. So much pressure these days on young women to have sex. Not as much as the old days with the virgin sacrifices.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure back then. Uh-huh.
But it's a
poor,
nice time.
Poor kids, yeah. But things were simpler when I was a child. You know, I actually almost died when I was a child. I walked in front of a dart game, and the dart got stuck in my brain. And the surgeon said, if that dart had entered your head a hundredth of an inch in any other direction, it would not have made any difference.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.